went to state with us, branch colleges down at Georgia Southwestern. But she didn't, she liked it all right, except on weekends. It's really a suitcase college. Every weekend, they just had to check out. There was nothing to do down there. So she stayed out and worked a while now. She's at David Lipscomb, which is Church of Christ. I was writing news there. She's a sophomore. Someone asked her when she's visiting me not long ago, said, well, Cynthia, where are you going to school? She says, she didn't want them to know she's going to Church of Christ school because she's maybe. She says, oh, I'm going to a private school. I said, well, my word, you sound like you're ashamed of where you're going. She says, no, Granny, it's not bad, but after all, I'm a Baptist. But you know, that is a wonderful college. I'd much rather she'd be there. They do have some supervision. Of course, they don't have to tell the truth when they check out, but they at least do check out to go to church. What are you boys going to do this summer?
We're working in Atlanta. They'll teach at one of the program, summer programs there.
EO?
Me?
Office of Economic?
I think it's
objective?
Something in that. It's the project opportunity thing.
Oh, yes. I think that's a wonderful program.
It surely is. But,
that's a lot of people that love that program, but when I was able to be active, I did a lot of welfare work. I visited all type homes. I wasn't able to give money, but I did give them a time. And the sad thing is that you find so many people, I just can't count. I can remember one mother that I found that was absolutely just starving. She had four children, had a lovely teenage daughter, and she didn't know that she was eligible for aid for dependent children. She didn't know anything. So that's what we have needed up in this area. I still do what I can on telephone, but now you get people to give that time. I mean the money, but they will not give that time.
Yeah, that's true.
And what we need is someone that will carry people in. I used to run a jitney into the welfare and into Grady, but we have a Red Cross station wagon that runs part-time, but we have such a hard time getting driving. After all, it has to be the retired people,
yeah,
that's true.
Those that have no jobs.
Well, we've taken
you know,
a lot of
I was, I am so sorry. Usually, I've got something in my house cooked.
Oh, well,
oh no.
I know, but I usually have pound cake and pies